It is Friday morning, and it is time to go beyond the playbook. Good morning to you, Matt Sabuda.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you, Jay.
Of course, everybody's focused on the playoff game tomorrow, but I know, Matt, you want to kind of put a wrap on the regular season, looking back to last Sunday's meaningless 13-6 loss to the New York Jets. The Bills, of course, finishing the season at 10-6.
Yes, the game was a rare meaningless game for the best possible reasons in Orchard Park on Sunday. Yes, fans are certainly used to meaningless finales, but it's because the Bills are usually eliminated from playoff contention with nothing to play for but pride and draft position. But this year is, of course, different as the Bills clinched their playoff spot weeks ago and were locked into the fifth seed heading into the matchup against the Jets, which is why we saw pretty much all the starters either sit or play very limited action. And that strategy was pushing it a little as a couple key players in Levi Wallace and Ty Nsekhe left the game due to injury. Fortunately, both were back at practice by midweek. With the roster comprised largely of backups for much of the game, the offense, they were pretty much dead on arrival, but the defensive depth, to little surprise, was excellent in holding the Jets offense to just 13 points and limiting Jets hope for the future quarterback Sam Darnold to 199 yards passing with a touchdown and interception. Darnold, of course, was taken four spots before Bills quarterback Josh Allen in the 2018 draft, and have to say that to date, while it's still much too early, the arc of Allen's career is certainly surpassing Darnold, and Allen's improvement in contrast to Darnold is kind of pretty much mirrored both the rise for the Bills this season and the difference between Buffalo and bad organizations like the Jets. The 2019 season for Allen and the Bills has been one of steady improvement. And while not always individually consistent, they play largely consistent quality team football. And as I've mentioned before throughout the season, they're definitely getting better and building a foundation. You know, I'm not sure they're there quite yet, but I see this season as a step in the direction of hopefully more excitement and a sustainable success to come. Say that five times fast. It's just hard not to see the conclusion of the 2019 season is anything but positive.
Well, the regular season is now ended, and the Bills' second season begins with a wild card playoff game against the Houston Texans tomorrow in Houston. How do you see it playing out?
Yes, what a difference a couple years makes. Just 2 years ago, the Bills, led by quarterback Tyrod Taylor, ended the franchise's nearly two-decade playoff drought. And while we're only two seasons removed from that version of the Bills, they're pretty much night and day compared with this season's team. The accomplishment for the 2017 Bills was simply ending the drought. But they were kind of like the actor who was just, I guess, happy to be nominated with no real shot at the award. But this year's Bills, they're heading into Houston with a whole lot more talent and trending upward. The biggest challenge for this team might actually be more of the intangible, that is the nerves rather than the talent. They have the talent to beat the Texans on the road, but as a young team with a young quarterback, the question will be whether or not Josh Allen and the youngsters are able to emotionally manage themselves on the biggest stage of their careers. If they can, the matchup looks good for the Bills to have a breakout game, particularly on offense. Yes, the Titans may be getting former Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt, back from injury, but their defensive backfield is decimated by injuries, which kind of puts the Texans into a bit of a catch-22 in defending Buffalo. Do they give their injured backfield the much-needed reinforcements and sacrifice the manpower needed to pressure Allen, which gives him time to throw and which he's often excelled? Or do they try to follow the blueprint of pressuring Allen, which has worked well for teams with excellent backfields, which Houston does not have? Either choice should provide Allen with plenty of opportunity to prove he can rise to the occasion or further validate his critics' assessments. As for the Bills' defense, they'll have their hands full with Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, who he's established himself among the best young QBs in the NFL. Watson, he's mobile and accurate. And against that type of threat, the Bills actually held up fairly well against presumptive league MVP Lamar Jackson just a few weeks ago. So can the Bills keep their nerves in check? Can they play solid football with limited mistakes, reflective of, I guess, a maturing group? Well, if they can, the Bills certainly have the talent to get Buffalo its first playoff win since 1995. Should be a great game either way.
Let's hope it's a great game, and let's hope that we're talking again about the next playoff game on our next installment of Beyond the Playbook. As always, Matt Sabuda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.